Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson at gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Good morning and welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Oh, sound effects aren't working already. Good morning. Bellstar here. Cannabis Kid is on vacation somewhere. He's always on vacation. We're so jealous. We just want to go with him. Someday we'll have to take Weed Day Wednesday to Cancun or something, you know? I wouldn't mind that. So good morning. It's Wednesday, October 8th. A lot going on in cannabis, marijuana world out there. States are getting ready to vote and legalize stuff all over our country. We have an incredible, incredible guest here this morning. It's always super fun when we have an in-house guest. We're always really lucky. It happens once in a great while. Sometimes we're eating Chinese food. This morning it's coffee and toolkit. So, yeah, it's a good morning. So welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. You heard the intro, everything you ever wanted to know about cannabis. Call 646-915-8421 or just go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. You can go to the site and get connected to Weed Day Wednesday that way. If you're a blogger, get on there and ask some questions to Hans this morning. Our show is going to be dedicated to veteran information. We've got some really neat medical marijuana news and ideas for veterans this morning. So we also, if you check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, we've got news. We've got a little news link there, and we're always changing up our stories. And real quick, we'll just read something here this morning. Did you know that over 90% of patients say that medical marijuana actually works? So, you know, it's something when patients come to Tumbleweeds Health Center, we always give the disclaimer that, you know, it might not work for you. It might work wonderfully for you. It's like when you go to Rite Aid and you find Tylenol or ibuprofen or different products and something works for you and something doesn't, you know. You always got to check it out. But this, we've got an actual study, a broad study looking into the effectiveness of medical marijuana on patients in California has come back with very positive results. 92% of patients polled said that using marijuana helped to alleviate their symptoms, which ranged from chronic pain stemming from migraines, arthritis, cancer. The behavioral risk factor surveillance systems data concluded that 5% of adults in California admitted to using medical marijuana in order to treat a serious medical condition. The study's author noted that the most common reasons for marijuana use include medical conditions for which mainstream treatments may not exist, such as for migraines, or may not be effective, including for chronic pain and cancer. The author of the study also mentioned, our study's results lend support to the idea that medical marijuana is used equally by many groups of people and not exclusively used by any one specific group. Even with medical marijuana being legal in 23 states in the U.S., there are still a large number of hurdles to overcome. One political hurdle comes from former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, who has referred to marijuana as one of the greatest hoaxes of all time. He needs a bong hit. It seems like listening to patients, the people actually living with these chronic ailments every day, are the ones with the most valid input, not the politicians. And if you go to we got this from azmarijuana.com, another one of our wonderful sponsors, but that's just awesome. Over 90%. of patients are saying that it works. And, you know, for the 10% that it didn't work for, that's okay. You know, you've got to have the personal freedom to make a choice for your own body, whether it's cannabis or St. John's wort or Tylenol, whatever you want to try. Yoga, you know, there's all sorts of things that we can do to help heal our body in addition to using cannabis. So Mayor Bloomberg needs to go check this out. But we should be listening to our patients, really. That's the most important thing. So this morning, we've got a wonderful guest who really does listen to the patients out there. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and check out our radio link, I love the way I asked for a bio and a photo, and I love the way I actually did a bio like this when I was in a rock band way back when. Okay, it was a folk rock band, fine, whatever, I played bass, I was in the back, you didn't see me. But this is the way I did my bio, this is fantastic. You just didn't say what cereal you liked. What's your favorite cereal?
I kind of gave up on cereals, but I do like granola.
Ah, there we go. It figures. Hippie guy Hans here. So, here we go. Patrick Ryan, a.k.a. Hans, occupation, author, videographer, consultant, likes organic marijuana, cannabis, tea, mushrooms, and granola, we find out. Activities, staying legal. So, it says here, Hans has been at different times a marijuana smuggler, an activist, and a grower over the past 40 years. Oh, okay, fine. Sometimes he smokes. Wake and bake. Right now, he's working with an Army Ranger veteran friend, Chris Keene. They have a program that allows them to help veterans obtain medical marijuana cards for free if they don't have one, as well as their medicine at reduced prices or even free, according to a sliding scale of payment ability. There is a no cost to veterans who qualify. A simple interview allows us to determine who's eligible. You cannot apply if you own a home. We're looking for disabled veterans and preferably combat veterans. And their future goal is to set up as many facilities as possible to grow clean, healthy, organic medicine, medicinal cannabis for veterans to use. So please welcome Hans. Thank you for being here this morning, Hans.
Wow. Thank you very much for that warm reception.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
If I may add, I've been quite impressed with what you and all of your crew have done here at Tumbleweeds. And especially, I enjoy this internet radio program, and thank you for having me.
Oh, it's an honor to have you. Quick story, interlude here. We went to Bookman's when we first opened, and we were looking for videos and books and all sorts of fun marijuana things, and we found this collection of, I happen to have, yes, a VHS player. Okay, so while at Bookman's, I found a whole series on VHS of growing. I was so stoked. I was more than excited. I bought my little, you know, old little series of VHS tapes, and I ran back to the center to plug them in and use my actual VHS machine. It is a machine. And one of our patients came in here and said, where did you get those videos? And I was a little frightened in the moment, and I said, Bookman's. And he said, well, that's me. So we have our videos autographed now by none only but Hans right here. So, Hans, tell us about, we've got videos when you were on the run. Tell us about how you got into cannabis and how that happened and how you got here.
All right. Well, I started smoking cannabis in Vietnam in the late 60s, 66, 67. Came to the United States, went to college for a while. The payments were always late. Found out that smuggling out of Mexico was much more profitable. My ranger background made that quite easy for me. After a while, I became a pilot. Unfortunately, in 1992, I was busted, and I had a choice of either turning my friends in or going to jail, A or B. So I chose C. I went on the run and said, the hell with you. I'm not going to do either of those. I was a fugitive for 18 years. They finally caught me up in Denver, Colorado.
Oh.
I was running my own dispensary under my own legal name, living in a warehouse with about 500 plants. They caught me, took me to court, tried to extradite me. Unfortunately, the sheriff that was supposed to extradite me took his eyes off of me for a minute, and I absconded from the courtroom, went underground for another year and hid. They didn't like that too much. Finally, they caught me again. The fugitive task force managed to corner me in my warehouse in Denver, brought me back. I pulled a couple of years here. while I was on the run, I kind of got upset that I would have to go on the run for marijuana. I didn't want to deal anymore, so I figured, well, you know what? I'm going to teach people how to grow. So I learned how to grow, and then I started making the videos, selling them through High Times. Ended up making the first 5 marijuana grow videos, the first 3 marijuana cooking videos, and writing a few books about marijuana. And came up with an organic pesticide to spray on marijuana that's very healthy. Right now, I'm acting as a consultant to some of the dispensaries, private grows, and our main emphasis is on putting together grows for veterans so that they can obtain their medical marijuana at a much reduced price. We're trying to get the marijuana to them at about $200 an ounce, no more than that, and a sliding scale, of course. If you can't afford your marijuana, we'll get it for you. If you can't afford your card, we will get your card for you. This is very limited. We do 8, 16 vets at a time, put up a facility, and then we shoot for 8 or 16 more vets.
There you go. That's incredible. And what's the turnout like so far? Do you have your first little section all filled and ready to go? Everyone excited?
Well,
how do you find veterans? I mean, that's, and especially you're looking for combat veterans, and I wanted to ask you why. But go ahead, you can answer one of my other questions.
My partner and I are both combat veterans. He's still walking around with an AK in his brain.
Okay.
We would like combat veterans, but we will take veterans, but we want disabled veterans. We want to help those that are at the lower, and we're looking for those that need the help the most. So we're doing interviews. If anyone would like to phone us up for an interview, please do. It's a short interview. You have to be a resident of Arizona. You have to be a member of the U.S. Armed Forces. That's basically it right there. We want to talk to you for just a moment. And if you qualify, we'll get you into the program immediately. It's totally confidential. There's no hidden costs. We don't want you to buy anything. We don't want you to do anything. We're not going to charge you anything. This is going to get you your medicine cheaper. It's going to be organic. We grow organically, similar to USDA certified requirements.
Excellent. So you're getting healthy, loved medicine.
That's pretty much it, yes.
At a quality discount, a discount or free.
Yes, absolutely. And we can only, like I say, do 8 or 16 at a time.
Right.
And as soon as we have, we need about 8 more patients to finish off this first project, and we'll be looking for more. And if anybody is out there that would like to donate to this program, every $25,000 that we get, every cent of it goes into materials to set up another grow facility for 16 more veterans.
Wow. And do you have donors already helping you with building costs and
things
like that?
Yes, we have our first donation for our first one, and we're putting it together as we speak.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's fun.
And it's going to benefit some people that really need it. So being a combat veteran, Dr. Melamed was going to be on our show, and we had technical problems a couple weeks ago. But what I wanted to ask him, maybe I can ask you, and your friend who's got the AK still in him. So when we talk about cannabis and PTSD with veterans, let's just use veterans here, how do you apply it? When you're having a flashback or when you're having PTSD in a moment, you hear maybe a whistle blow and something happens. Are you supposed to use cannabis right then? Do you use cannabis prior so that maybe you're more mellow and you don't respond to the stimulus the same? How do you use cannabis for PTSD? How do you forget something, quote, that is so devastating to your soul but so ingrained? How do you use it for that?
Gee, Kim, that's quite a question. I'll try to answer that the best that I can.
Okay.
I have never had what some guys refer to as flashbacks.
Okay.
But I will tell you, whenever I hear a chopper, I spent 3 years in the NOM as a ranger, long-range recon, stuff like that. Whenever I hear a chopper coming, my mind, the memory, the muscle memory of the mind will go back to maybe one of a number of incidences. It's just your memory flashes back to that. And that's not really something that you really want to be remembering all the time.
Right.
I didn't really come back with, I would think, too much PTSD, but you could, they turn you loose, they turn you into basically a killer, and then they turn you loose with that mindset, you know, so you come back to society and your way of solving problems is the way that you were trained, you know.
They don't retrain you?
No, they don't. And there's an emotional conflict between what you're doing and where you're at now. And it's hard to forget just like that immediately when you see a lot of terrible and horrible things and do a lot of terrible and horrible things. I think what marijuana did for me was that I'm awake and vague. I smoke all day. But what marijuana will do is it takes your mind off of all the crap and bullshit, the free-floating anxieties that happen to be around, and it puts you in this really natural, peaceful state of mind. And that pretty much is a calming effect, and I think that's what the vets use. I had a friend in Denver, and he was a veteran. He was a corpsman, and he had both his legs blown off and his intestines pretty well messed up. He had a marijuana patch on that he wore 24/7. And at one of these meetings where the health department was trying to wonder why we wanted to do marijuana, they asked him, well, why do you need marijuana when you have this wonderful pharmaceutical patch that gives you morphine 24/7? And he told him, he says, well, you know, just about the time the convulsions start, and I get this really terrible pain in my gut, you know, he says, I can pop those opiates, and it will take most of the pain away. And then I sit there drooling, you know, looking at the table, and there's a 45 and a bottle of whiskey, and I'm trying to decide which one I want to pick up. Whereas when I smoke the marijuana, it's a better quality of life. It doesn't take the pain away totally, but the pain doesn't hurt as much, and I can deal with it, and I enjoy my life like that. And I think for a lot of these veterans that have PTSD more than I do, that it has that same calming effect on them.
Well, absolutely. And it, hopefully you wouldn't want to pick up the bottle or the gun after doing that.
He picks up the joint.
There you go. That's a much better choice. Well, and it should be a choice, and that's what we talk about here a lot on the radio show. It's much more than just marijuana, cannabis, whatever you want to call it. It's about having the choice to, you know, do for your body and your health what you choose, not what your government says you should do. Because I haven't met them. They don't know me. They're not having Sunday dinners with me, you know.
That's how I see it, Kim.
Walk the dogs with me.
You know, a question
was
asked.
They don't get to tell me what to eat, drink, or smoke.
A question was asked about this gentleman after he talked to the board and told him that. The other gentleman that was pushing his wheelchair looked up because they were sitting up high on the podium above us, and the gentleman pushing his wheelchair looked up at him and said, excuse me, gentlemen and ladies, which one of you would like to tell this combat veteran that he doesn't have the right to smoke cannabis in the privacy of his own home? And they all looked around at each other, and none of them said a thing. And finally, the chairman of that organization said, well, thank you, sir, for your input, and we'll have our next person to speak to.
Yeah.
Who wants to tell him he can't smoke cannabis in the privacy of his home?
Nobody, because that's not their right.
Exactly. That's right.
They didn't go through what he did, and that's what we talk about a lot, just having the right to do it. So can we ask what kind of strains are growing for the veterans? Is everyone's really into the high CBD, Charlotte Web, Harlequin, what are the other big ones? There's a Tsunami, something out there that's really high in CBD that what veterans are using, or are you growing different strains for different days?
Well, as I was speaking with you just a while ago, and you said you're a
Indica girl,
Belle.
Yeah.
I'm an indica guy.
All right.
My partner, Chris, is an indica guy. But we've decided we're only going to grow maybe four strains. Probably half of them will be sativa and half will be indica, just so we can give everybody what they want. We don't like to get too many strains going at the same time because they have different growing parameters, and I like to keep it as even as possible.
Yeah, you can come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center and watch one of your videos down there. See a green, little closet cultivation.
Chris is actually getting those seeds for us today.
Oh, excellent. There you go. Happy little plants will be coming soon.
Maybe they will be Marks. I don't know. Mark Emery.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, Mark is out of prison now also.
Yes, that
in Canada.
Yes. Mark is out of prison. And in fact, this Saturday, we've got little flyers down here at Tumbleweeds. There's an event going on that Students for Sensible Drug Policy is putting on, and Mark is going to be Skyping in. And I wrote down, I have it on my desk, I wrote down the time. I think Mark will be on at 2:30. Thank you.
I definitely want to tune into that, though.
Well, you can actually go down. It's at the Gallagher Theater this Saturday from 8 to 4 p.m. So Mark Emery will be Skyping in. Barry Cooper will be Skyping in. Jorge Cervantes will be Skyping in.
Jorge's a good guy, too.
Yeah, and we'll have Mr. Dean, unfortunately, cannot make it. But there will be some other guest speakers. Tumbleweeds Health Center will be down there as the Information and Certification Center. And we'll be talking with people and handing out information on how to get yourself certified. But Students for Sensible Drug Policy is putting this on. And they're speaking about constitutional rights, activism, current marijuana law, and practical drug policy, and how to defend yourself from coercion and intimidation. So this
coercion
should be a intimidation. I know. This should be a big event, 8 to 4 at the Gallagher Theater on the U of A campus.
Well, Bell, Mark Emery should be able to speak about that quite well because years ago, when he was sending all the millions of seeds that he sent throughout the world to help people to grow, the United States wanted the death penalty
for Mark Emery.
That's what they were calling for. They were asking Canada to extradite him and give him the death penalty because he was so terrible sending these seeds to us. Then they said, well, give him to us and we'll give him 50 years. Then they said, give him to us and we'll give him 25 years. So finally, a few years ago, they said, give him to us and we'll give him 5 years. So I actually went up to Vancouver and saw Mark 3 days before he had to turn himself in, and he was in great spirits. He said, yep, I'm going to prison, going to 5 years, and then it'll be done. And I said, yeah, Mark, well, I'm still hiding out. They haven't got me yet. It was 6 months later they got me.
Yeah.
He helped me out while I was on the run. Every now and then I'd get in a tight spot, and I'd phone him up, and I'd say, Mark, would you please buy a bunch of my books and my videos to help me out? And he would purchase them, and then I would
keep going.
Him.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a great gentleman, and I love him dearly.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, we're hoping to have him on the show sometime soon, but you should definitely go and check out his presentation. I believe it is at 2:30. They're going to have some movies going on, a lot of education, but he'll be Skyping in, which is really cool. that's going to be a really great event. And then Sunday is the Ape Walk, and we will be down there as well. We'll be down at the library downtown here. As you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can check out their event section, and it will tell you the event starts at 7 a.m. at the Joel D. Valdez Main Library at the Jacome Plaza. You can register online, or you can go down there early and register as well. Come down and support your community and just support everybody. It's a great thing to do. We'll be down there. We'll have a table. We won't have anything to sell, but we'll have a lot of information you can get familiar with how to get certified. But we'll be walking to support our community, and you can come down and say hello.
You get a little exercise also.
Get a little exercise also. There you go. We all could use it. Also, Saturday is AZ for Normals monthly meeting at the Ward 6 Council Office, 3202 East 1st Street. That is October 11th, 2014, 3 p.m. to 4:20. They usually have some speakers. Also, they'll be also be a part of the Tucson Meet Yourself Saturday night, which is an extension of the Age Walk. Kind of turns into Tucson Meet Yourself. It kind of like closes and opens into that. It's an interesting little thing, but it's all down there. You can just go to the, it's not on our website, but you can just Google Tucson, meet yourself, whatever. And you'll find it out. So Saturday, there's two things going on. Go down to the university in the morning. And actually, right before their event closes, you can catch the AV for Normal meeting. And then Sunday, you can come see us at 8 o'clock. And we hope Hans will be down there, too.
I will be there.
So when you were on the run, and they were trying to give you that a really big sentence, you're on the run for 18 years.
Yes, for 18 years.
And they only made you serve 2 years of that?
Yes, they tried to get me to serve more, but unbeknownst to evidently the prosecutors, there was a clause that said I only had to serve half of my time. Back in the day, they were trying to throw an additional 25 years on because it was a third felony, which I thought was a little outrageous and one of the reasons I went on the run. When I came back, 18 years, times had changed, concepts had changed, ideas had changed. And the judge, a great lady, she told me, well, you know, I can see that you haven't even had a parking ticket in the 18 years that you've been on the run.
Not that you had a car, right? And, in your name.
No, I wasn't doing much driving. I have another story. But, so she said, you know, I'm going to run your two charges together, and I'm only going to have you serve 4 years. So I only had to serve half of that, which was 2 years.
Wow.
I was actually driving a car once in Colorado, and the cars pulled me over, the cops pulled me over, and unfortunately, that particular car at the time, I was so broke I couldn't afford to pay for the license plates, so I had picked up some other license plates that were laying on another car.
Oh, boy.
And the cop asked me, he says, well, you realize you have stolen plates on your car? And I go, really? He says, do you have a driver's license? I go, well, no, actually, I don't. He says, but do you have any identification? I go, well, not really. So he put me in handcuffs and was taking me in.
Yeah.
And just luckily, the lady that owned the car, I said, you know, why don't you stop there and ask her about it? So they stopped the car and asked her, what's up with the stolen plates on your car that you're lending this gentleman? And she knew what was going on, so she said, well, officer, I stole the plates. He didn't do it. I stole them. And the cop undid the handcuff and let me go and find her.
Yeah, probably didn't put her in cuffs.
I paid her fine. No, he didn't put her in cuffs. She was working, and he said, well, you know, I'm going to cut you guys some slack here. I can see it's pretty simple thing of your four and you made a mistake, you know.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah, right.
I thought I was done.
Oh, that's wild. We want to hear some more of those stories. Right after our favorite song.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Walk into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket.
you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plants illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hun, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, welcome back to Weed Say Wednesday, everybody. We love it here. We love talking about cannabis and marijuana and pot and hash and all that good stuff that we love to use. It makes us feel better. And we are speaking with Hans here. He is a veteran. We're learning he has done everything. This guy does everything. He makes videos. He writes books. He does it all. And so we're back here with Hans, and he is talking about a veterans program. For those of you just tuning in, why don't you give us a little summary of your veterans program again, and we'll tell some more stories. You've got some good ones we heard on the break.
Okay, basically it's a very simple program. You just need to be a U.S. Armed Forces veteran, you need to be a resident of Arizona, and give us a call, 520-309-8124. It's on the site. We'll have a small interview with you, and if you qualify, we will do what we can to help you get your medical marijuana as cheaply as possible.
Excellent. And you have half your group ready right now, and you're waiting for the other half.
Yes, we do. We have eight of our people together. We're looking for eight more people. That's not stopping us from putting up the facility. The facility is being built as we speak.
Excellent. You should probably come down this Saturday to Student for Sensible Drug Policy. You should have some flyers down there.
Yes, we will. We will get out to the walk. We will get out to every place that we can and get our flyers out.
Absolutely. We can leave some on our table.
And I really appreciate you putting the flyers on your table over there that you did last week. Thank you.
Oh, you betcha. Are they still there? Are they gone already? There's a couple left.
I see one.
They have their exciting
votes. I'll replenish them. I brought some.
Yeah, we had a good pile. There's just a few left, so you should come down. Tumbleweed Cell Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Yes, we've moved three times, but only one parking lot over, so don't be afraid. If you go to 5301, I don't know why people are still going there, but if you happen there, there's a sign that says, shoot on over to the parking lot to your east, and we'll be there waiting for you. You can get certified for only $85, $65 for your renewal, and if you don't have records, don't worry. Come down, and one of our doctors will happily help you with a diagnosis. The state of Arizona has a very specified list. And if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com to their certification center, you can check out what qualifies for medical cannabis: cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, or a chronic and debilitating disease or medical condition, or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease that might cause wasting syndrome, chronic pain, nausea, and seizures, including those characteristics of epilepsy. And when we say including, we've had other people come into the center with Parkinson's and various other types of seizures and shaking syndromes that you can get certified for. So it's not just epilepsy or Tourette's, which is the syndromes that people know mostly, but Parkinson's and all sorts of other things that people are having the neurological shakes from. They can come in and they can use our hemp oil. We have Vital V hemp oil. You don't have to be a patient to use that. It's 100% CBD, 0.1% or less of THC. Is that 0.01? So little. You cannot get high from this. So a lot of seniors and kids are using these for the seizures and things like that. Great for people with Crohn's. I've heard some amazing success stories using
this. That is fantastic.
Yeah, using the hemp oil. I had to look up what Crohn's was, and it's not as pleasant.
I know a gentleman, a friend here in town. He has the Crohn's. He uses it, and he swears by it.
Yeah, I'm just amazed. I've seen people with arthritic hands look like they've been stuck on softballs, and they've used that balm and the lotion, and their hands are free. They can make fists, and they're it's really, really amazing. This plant does so much more than just get you high, which is the big misnomer in the world today. Why, Mayor Bloomberg said that it's a hoax because he doesn't understand. And this is what we're here to do, is educate you. Hemp and cannabis, same plant, grown differently, but they're both very medicinal, and they both have so many great uses. Do you use, talked about your friend using hemp products. Do you use hemp products yourself, or what about your building? Are you building with hemp material yet?
No, I would like to. You can make plywood, you can make 2x4, save some of our trees. I do use hemp oil. I have dry skin sometimes, so I have a little tube of hemp oil, and I'll put it here, and I'll put it here on my face, and then I have some on my hands, so I just rub it through my hair. You know, a strange thing, I have not been to a doctor, but I do a tea once a week. We do a really nice dose of tea and sit down and talk about the cosmos and the brain and subatomic particles and physics and philosophy and your spirit, and things like this. Well, I noticed I had a bump that was starting on the top of my head there. Never had it looked at, and then another one over here. And then after about 6 months of doing this tea every week, I started noticing this one I can hardly find now. And this one is gone totally.
Wow.
So I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I didn't go to a doctor to see about them. I know since I've been doing this that it's been going away. So that's whether it's the cannabis or not, I don't know, but I'm going to continue to do the tea.
Absolutely. Sounds like a good... Is there cannabis in that tea as well?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, cannabis tea. I do about 4 grams of buds, which is a really good dose. Take about... In India, they call that bang. The old man take their goat's milk and throw the hash in it. But we just take really good buds, organic buds that we grow, and put it into tea, steep it for about 45 minutes at a low boil. Then we strain it off. And I like to add a little bit of milk because it will emulsify with the milk, and then your liver will be able to utilize it more quicker and more properly. It turns the THC into 11-hydroxy-THC in your liver. You get this really nice body, high, kick back, relax, really nice. It takes about a half an hour or so to come on. That's a nice way to spend once a day, once a week. One day a week, that's what we do.
And you
once
said
a
how
day or whichever day, you want.
Every hour. And how much, what's the bud ratio? You said how much do you use?
I use about 4 grams of really good bud. I would suggest that a person start off with about a gram of really good bud, because 4 grams of really good bud, you stand up, you better turn around slowly. But that's the way I like it.
Yeah.
It's me. It's the way I like it.
Yeah.
We do a shake with a little bit of bud, stuff like that, leaves, something like that. It's about 6 or 7 grams for me. But again, I would suggest someone else maybe start with 3 grams.
Shakes are strong.
In my 3 cooking videos that we did, we put a warning out that smoking marijuana is different than eating marijuana. When you eat marijuana, it's much more affecting. You smoke marijuana, you get about to a point, you go, I'm not smoking anymore. You keep eating marijuana, you're going to get higher and higher and higher until you can't get up, until you just lay there like a zombie. So be careful if you're going to be eating marijuana when you first start off.
Yeah, and know your brownie. Know what's in your brownie. We'll just say everyone knows their pot brownies. But let's say you've got a pot brownie with 60 grams or 60, however they figured out.
Exactly.
Don't eat the whole thing. It's because what Hans is telling you is, you know, your liver is going to slowly release all that out. You're going to be medicated all day long.
Well, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
And I've heard people so many times say, you know, I only ate one brownie.
Yeah.
So if you put so much in, look at your brownies, cut them up in so many pieces, and know exactly how much is in each piece.
Or make your batch less potent. So if you do like to eat your brownies, you can eat more, and you won't have to, you know, you won't be as medicated. Or just have some regular ones on the side. You know, go to Trader Joe's and pick up a box of,
We kind of made that mistake when we were making the video for eating the gourmet menu. We made up some brownies because they were standard, but we put three types of chocolates in, caramels, cherries, nuts, and I took a 2-foot-tall Northern Lights budding plant, cut it up, put it in a blender, threw it in there, and one of the people that was helping us do the filming ate one of them and had the responsibility to go to the store to get some more food.
Uh-oh.
Got about 2 blocks down the street, turned around, came back, said, I can't do it, went and laid down, went to sleep. So you have a good point there, Belle, about being careful how much you eat.
And knowing what's in it, exactly. Well, good thing he wasn't okay enough to go on a food run. You may have gotten more food than you needed. I thought that was going to be the end of the story. I spent a little too much money.
No, we didn't mind buying the food. We made some really great, we decided that marijuana edibles shouldn't just be brownies. So we put together 3 videos, a gourmet menu, a sweets and treats menu, and a vegetarian menu. We flew in a chef from Tucson, Arizona that was a sous chef at a 4-star Italian restaurant. Of course, I won't say the name of that restaurant.
In trouble. We'll find out later.
And we made things like veal marsalis, salmon de blanc, lobster, Caesar salads. Show at the beginning of each video how to make marijuana oil, alcohol, butter, and flour. And then we show you how to incorporate it in those different menus.
And where are these videos?
Well, these
videos... I didn't find those at Bookman.
Right. I was... Because I was on the run the last couple of years, those videos went out of production. My son, who is a budtender in Colorado, just sent me this film footage. I'm going to be taking it down and having it edited, and hopefully on Amazon, eBay, different places that I can sell them, I'll have them on the market again.
Some of Retail Center.
Yes,
have a little
of course.
Video selection down there?
We filmed in Colorado enough film footage at a place called Cervantes, a nice club up there. We actually filmed to make 2 more cooking videos. So we have some brand new stuff we're ready to put out on the market.
Awesome.
And I filmed, I was consulting up there for like 60 light grow warehouses, small people's basement grows, just a variety, and every place in between.
Right.
So I'm going to be coming out with 2 new videos. One is going to be specifically for Arizona and 12 plants. How to make the best advantage of 12 plants, and then how to do a small warehouse and how to do a large warehouse.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, it's fun.
That is very fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Educate the people.
That's right. That's
what you guys do.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Uh-huh.
The most important thing, you find out anything else otherwise. And speaking of, you can get on to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. If you want to be a part of our radio show, you can call 646-915-8421. If you go to Blog Talk Radio and you log in, it only just takes a minute. You can actually blog and ask questions during our radio show. It's really fun to do that. In fact, we usually have callers from the Netherlands in. Our Netherlands caller is slacking off today. Yeah, he got a day off. Maybe it's a Netherlands day in over there. So we'll let him have the day off. He usually sends us great photos of things he's growing and how his animals like his plants. Do you have animals?
We have one dog.
Does your dog like cannabis?
We actually made some CBDs for him to help him with the tumor that he had. And strangely enough, it's been doing good for this tumor. It's been, it gets, glosses over and then shrinks and then glosses over, like if you get a like when your fingers get really wet and it gets kind of whitish on the top, it looks like that and then that part disappears. Unfortunately, he discovered that when he licks that spot, he licked that spot and we came in a few mornings and looked at him and he's like this. And
oh,
you guys can't
no,
see what
yeah,
I'm doing. I'm
got the dopey dog look.
And
he's
he was
couch locked.
And then, after about 6 hours, he started coming out of it. We took him outside. He's running around like a young puppy. His dog's 13 years old.
Aww.
He's running around like a puppy. He's jumping around like this. He has this playful look in his face. He'd run a little bit, then he would stumble and fall like that. He'd get up a little bit, like, okay, I'm fine. And he really enjoyed it. But we've fixed it now so that he can't lick that off of
that
himself
spot,
anymore.
Yeah,
it was incidental and not something that we had planned for him. Yeah.
Be careful with your pets and cannabis. Or we've got a blogger out there that says, go Jack. Is that Jack we're talking
about? That's Jack.
All right, go Jack. Thanks for blogging in for Jack. Got your blog in for animals. I knew he'd get something. Pets will always do it. My boy loves cannabis in any form. Leaf loves to go. If he doesn't get to go in the plant room, mom's in a lot of trouble. Likes it right out there, dry, cookies.
When I was living in the warehouses hiding out in Denver, he was my guard dog. He and I lived for almost 2 years in different warehouses. And strangely enough, when I would light up a joint, which was quite often, he would see me light it up, come over, put his head on my lap, and I would just lightly let the smoke go around. Don't blow it right in his face. But after doing that twice, he would put his nose kind of away, and then about two more hits, he'd sneeze, and then when he would sneeze, he'd go like, okay, that's all I wanted. He'd walk away and go over and lay down in his corner. You know, it wasn't forcing it on him or anything like that. He would see it and get in the vicinity of the smoke on purpose.
Yes, and then go have a nice, peaceful rest.
Yeah. Do his duty.
Yeah.
You know, curled up by the front door.
Protect Dad in a mellow way.
He's a good dog, yeah.
That's awesome. Are you going to be making a dog treat soon then? the light bulbs are crashing over this guy's head. He's just like I am. He's an idea guy.
I'm not too sure.
Well, when the baking videos come out, we'll see. We've had a lot of questions actually for animals that, like I give, my guy gets hemp oil every day too. He has a broken hip actually, but I'm sure arthritis is kicking in. It makes you feel better and it's helpful. But the puppy treats, a little bit of cannabis in there, will mellow out. It's good for
you know that? Well, that's a new world for me to think about giving animals the cannabis and medical things. You know, we're doing it ourselves.
Yeah.
But I haven't really thought about other people doing that and giving them treats. Wow, that's a fantastic.
We've actually had vets call us and they've come in and talked about it. And patients, a lot of patients have called and asked about. In fact, somebody just bought a bottle of Vital D CBD tincture. For their dogs.
Well, brave new animal world.
Yeah, they just came in back in the day before this was illegal from Houston. Veterinarians used cannabis to knock out their animals. Yeah, for colic, for all sorts of things. Yeah, it was really big.
Well, definitely knock them out.
Yeah, well, for anesthesia, for surgeries, and all sorts of things. You know, pain, inflammation, nausea. It's really good for all of that, and it's really good for animals. Just be careful with your animals.
Well,
be sensitive.
Jack's actual first introduction to cannabis was in Denver when we were shooting these new videos. I cooked up a shrimp dish and used a whole bunch of marijuana butter on it. And then we gave it to the audience. We actually had tickets, and an audience came to watch us film it. And we collected everything after it was done, went home, and went out to party. Well, my brother didn't realize and took the frying pan and put it on the floor.
Oh, no.
And Jack and our other dog, Ichigo, went and licked up the butter.
Oh.
We came home about 2 o'clock in the morning. My daughter's sitting there really upset with me and says, "Dad, look what you did to the puppy."
Oh.
And I looked over. They were stoned out of their door.
The true definition of stone.
Again, it was an accident.
Yeah.
I wasn't even there.
Not your fault, right? She was babysitting. Yeah, I that's happened to me once. One time I gave my dog a little bite of a cookie I was eating, you know, and it was just happened to be a little too much for him. But too much in the sense that he just sat there with droopy eyes and kind of looked at me like, "Huh, okay." He just sat there. Now our other dog got into it and ate 3 cookies that we had made and ended up at the vet. He couldn't walk team himself, just walking sideways. It was so sad.
I hate that
kill
when
him.
It happens to me.
Yeah. Well, we hope you're not being sideways.
That's the part I was talking about.
Woo! The Weekly Wednesday. We told you. Anything goes show. If you're under 18, it's all good. We hope your parents are around and playing all of this. What happens when you get older?
Yeah.
Age.
Hey, 66 years young. Come on.
You don't even look at that fantastic look at cannabis. That's great.
That's it.
So do you use, here's another question for you, do you use the seeds and the stems and make the bane or bong, whatever they call that?
I use the bud.
Use the bud? What do you do with your stems?
You know, my friend Chris swears by the stems. He will throw them and cook them up and make them a little butter or tea or something like that. A lot of the broccolis, and there's more THC trichomes on the broccolis than anywhere else, and a lot of the broccolis, at every internode on the stems, you'll have 4 broccolis there, 1 to 4 broccolis. So you throw a bunch of those in tea, and you're going to get some THC, and then you're going to get a nice little buzz on it.
And the broccolis are the cedar leaves?
The broccoli is, when you hold a bud and look at a bud, it is made of broccoli. All those tiny little leaves, see the two little pistils coming out of it, two little red hairs. They start white, they turn red. Those are the pistils. That's the pollen gathering device of the female marijuana plant. She gets the pollen there, and the seed forms in those broccoli. Well, those leaves have the highest concentration of trichomes, which have the THC.
Yeah.
Next to them are the little one-fingered leaves. And then next to that's the three-fingered leaves, and then as they get bigger, there's going to be less THC. So when you're trimming, you cut off the big leaves, and that's for making butter or something like that. And then you have the sweet trim, which are the smaller leaves, and then, of course, you have the bud. An interesting thing, the flowering bud, the flower of the marijuana is what is considered a usable amount. So if you get arrested and they count your leaf in there also, they can't use that leaf. That's not allowable amount. Leaf is not even counted. Leaf is not even mentioned in the marijuana program. So if you get busted for it and the judge or the cop says, "Well, he had so much," say, "Are you talking about the marijuana flower or the leaf that was in there? Did you separate the stem from that?" So technically, a cop should take the bud apart, take the stem out of it, take those little one-fingered leaves out of there because they're not flowers either. Only the flowering part can be counted.
But they're sneaky and they count everything. They throw it all in the pile, including your dirt and your...
You know, you have a good lawyer and they won't be able to get away with that. Unfortunately, there's been people who tried to defend themselves and got in trouble because they didn't know the law.
Yeah.
If you know the law, you can use it to your advantage. And again, with medical marijuana being legal, why would anybody break the law? Get over here, get your card, yourself legal.
That is right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make yourself legal. It really makes a difference. It makes a big difference. We've seen a lot of a lot of legal cases come in just around driving, but even around, you know, children, CPS, employers. And when judges see that a person has their medical marijuana card through the state of Arizona, most likely what they do is they say, okay, next issue, please. This isn't an issue. Next item.
Right.
Which is, you know, you're compliant, you're working with the law. And that's the thing that Hans promotes so much, is compliance. Know the law so that you can use that.
That's right.
Someone came in here once when we very first opened, and they gave us a little constitution book, and they said, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any. And
that's
I
right.
love that. That's fantastic. So know your rights. Know your law, because you can use your law to work with your medical cannabis.
You know, Jean-Paul Sartre made a very good statement, and he said, freedom is how you react to the things that other people try to impose on you. And information is a vital part, the backbone of our culture and our society. And I'm going to pat you guys, all of you here, on the back for what you're doing, because in a sense, you are your brothers and your sisters' keepers, because you have the responsibility when you're talking to a large amount of people to express the truth to those people. And if you don't express the truth to them, then you're propaganda. And for 60-something years, we've been getting propaganda. And now to see programs like this, where the truth is coming out, privilege for me to be here. And thank you again for inviting me.
Thank
you guys
you.
Are doing
yeah.
a great job.
And we're so happy you're here. Well,
happy to be here.
Sorry you had to run for so many years, but look what you did on the run. That's amazing. You were so productive. Most people would just, you know, go grab a trailer and hide. This guy made books. He made videos. He went out and talked to everybody politically and did his thing. And it's just amazing, you know.
Thank you for that. It was a life changer. You know,
well, what you sacrificed, I mean, just hearing the story, we heard a story over the break you guys didn't get to hear, but it included just small children and having to uproot himself in the middle of the night with two small kids and a wife and just leave and leave the Christmas tree and everything else behind. And what this gentleman has done to, you know, to bring awareness to this amazing plant is it's an honor to have you here. I mean, that's more than anybody could ever ask of anyone to do.
Thank you very much. Those are kind words. I would like to mention again Mark Emery. For a number of years, for you people out there that don't think you can make a change, I heard the Dalai Lama recently said, you don't think one person can affect or make a change or be a cause? Try sleeping in a tent with a mosquito.
Oh, love the Dalai Lama.
You can make a change. Mark Emery sent a lot of seeds to the United States. Before that was happening, if you wanted to get pot, you had to get pot that was smuggled from another country.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm proud to be a smuggler. I smuggled for many years. It was an honorable profession. We called it a good, honest business. You know, and if you wanted pot, that's how you got it. And when I went on the run, I thought, you know, I can't be dealing anymore. I can't be doing this. So growing marijuana was starting to become popular. So I wanted to make the very first video, which I did, and showed through High Times. And with Mark Emery bringing the seeds down, I'm showing people with videos and books how to use those seeds. Ed Rosenthal, if you guys know him, he was out there pushing books out and pushing books out. Ed made a great sacrifice also. They took him to court and tried to give him, they were trying to give him 25 years. And the judge in California, after everyone had presented their case, the prosecutor, the federal prosecutor, said, well, Your Honor, you know he's guilty. It's against the law. It's against federal law. So regardless of what you think about your state law, it's against federal law, and you must find him guilty. And the judge said, yes, you're right, and I agree with you, and I do find him guilty. And I sentenced him to one day in jail. And his lawyer jumped up and said, hey, we're going to contest that one day. And they contested it. And he didn't have to serve that one day. And then the judge looked at the federal prosecutor and he said, you know, you've got a lot of nerve. coming here from Washington and indicting this man and making us spend all this taxpayers' money, you know, he is an official of the court. He has a paper for the city saying he has the right to do this. So, okay, he's guilty. One day, we're done. Bye. And Jorge Cervantes, he's a good friend of mine. I've known him and Ed for many years. Last time I was there. Let's just say it involved a big chunk of hash.
Next time, folks.
Yeah, they're both, and Cervantes is doing the same thing. He's out there pushing those books, and between, if I could just pat us on the back for a minute, between Ed, Cervantes, Mark Emery, and myself, we managed to help a lot of people learn how to grow and have the tools to be able to grow cannabis. And I'm proud of being a smuggler, and I'm proud of putting out these books and videos and helping be a part of it. So don't think that you yourself cannot make change happen, because
right.
You can.
That's right. Well, on that note, everybody get out there and make some change happen. Thank you, Hans, so much for being here. It's really been an honor. Very educational and very fun. And we want to hear the hash story. We'll hear it later. We would like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, Culture Magazine, AZMarijuana.com, and Studio C at Tumbleweed Health Center for hosting this fabulous show each and every week. Come on down to Tumbleweed, 5316 East Broadway Boulevard. Get certified. Tell your friends to get certified. Get your grandma down here. And don't forget, we've got the Age Walk on Sunday at 7 o'clock in the morning. SSCP will be down at the U of A Saturday at 8 in the morning until 4. AZ for Normal's monthly meeting is 3 p.m. at the Ward 6 Center. And Hans would like to tell us a little more about how to contact him.
Well, actually, final thing I would like to say I'm 309-8124. It's on the site there. But what I really wanted to say was, again, to compliment y'all for what you're doing here. It's really great. I've seen this for going on for many months. I'm very proud of you. As an author, just let me say this. If Tumbleweeds were a book, you'd be a bestseller.
Well, thank you very much. That's quite an honor to hear that. Thank you for saying that. We try hard. We have a good time. It's a lot of work, but we love it. It's a labor of love, and it's for all you folks out there. And we always say, remember, be smart, be safe, and educate. Thank you for joining Tumbleweed Self Center, and we say Wednesday. We'll see you next week, folks.